Guidelines Health. Better health begins here. Our commitment to your health is our top priority, and customer satisfaction is our primary focus. That's why we're proud to present our podcast series, Better Health Radio, brought to you by Tidelands Health. Here's Bill Klaproth.
Over time, type 2 diabetes can damage the heart, blood vessels, eyes, kidneys, and nerves. So what can be done? With us is Dr. Katherine Johnson, a physician at Tidelands Health. Dr. Johnson, thank you for your time today. So let's start at the beginning. What is type 2 diabetes?
Type 2 diabetes is a condition where your body doesn't handle blood sugar the way it is supposed to, and causes an increase of blood sugar inappropriately.
And that blood sugar then has a very detrimental effect on the body, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It really affects all sides, like you said, from eyes to heart to vasculature in the legs. It's not just a blood sugar problem. It's really a whole body problem.
And who is at risk for developing type 2 diabetes?
There's several risk factors. Definitely, if you have a family history, particularly first-degree relatives with diabetes, that puts you at increased risk. There's a genetic component. Being sedentary, having a sedentary lifestyle, and unfortunately that applies to a lot of us Americans with desk jobs. Being overweight, so BMI but greater than 25, puts you at risk. There's certain nationalities that are increased risk, particularly Native American, Alaskans, Asian Americans are also at a particularly high risk and are dramatically underdiagnosed. And those are the big hitters. The other thing that a lot of people miss is when you have gestational diabetes, which means you have diabetes only while in pregnancy, they are also at an increased risk of having it later in life when they're not pregnant. And so they particularly need to be screened pretty regularly.
So it sounds like if you have a family history of this and on top of it, you have poor lifestyle habits, you kind of really are doubling the risk then?
Absolutely.
So you certainly have an increased risk at that point.
Absolutely.
So are there symptoms, Dr. Johnson?
When it gets far enough along, yeah. When blood sugar gets real high, a lot of patients notice that they're urinating a ton. They're drinking a lot of water because they just can't feel hydrated. They may feel fatigued. They feel kind of just generally malaise. Some people report headaches. Unfortunately, especially when you're kind of approaching diabetes, it can be a silent issue, and so you don't see some of the symptoms until blood sugars get really, really high. And then, of course, there's also people who present first with blood sugar so high that it actually lands them in the hospital because they're dehydrated to a point where they can't keep up with it just with taking fluids by mouth, and they end up in the ER because they're so dehydrated, and they even have some pH imbalances going on in their blood. So there's a wide variety of presentations that we see.
So if you are diagnosed then with type 2 diabetes, let's talk about how you can control it or manage it. First off, I would imagine there's a lifestyle component. What would that entail?
Definitely. I advise everybody I see to strive for at least 30 minutes of exercise a day. And we're not talking marathon running here. We're just talking 30 minutes moderate exercise where you work up a little bit of a sweat, but you're still able to talk to the person next to you. So even people who are not accustomed to doing a lot of exercise can hit this goal. And that's real helpful to get activity in your daily life. The other is dietary management. There's not a ton of research on the, one optimum diet for diabetes, but clearly changing the quality and quantity of the food is going to be important. Where I practice, we can put a big emphasis on carb counting and carb control, and we work with a nutritionist to do some of the education around that. And those are huge preventative and treatment measures.
So 30 minutes of walking, that seems very easy and simple for somebody to do. Even like you said, if someone is not used to exercise, we can all walk for 30 minutes a day. And then dietary management. Now, since this is a problem with sugar, is staying away from all sugary foods, as well as you said, carb balance and stuff, but is staying away from sugary foods like job one?
I would say it's pretty high priority. The tricky thing about carbs is that they're not always sweet. You know, some people, they'll say, oh, yeah, I mean, I cut the dessert out of my diet or I'm eating sugar-free. The problem is that, you know, you look at the sugar-free foods, you look at the nutritional backing, and there's still carbs in those foods. You know, there's carbs in ketchup. There's carbs in all sorts of healthy foods, you know, grapes and blueberries and melon. And so there are some people who even, you know, who even need to pay attention to the carbs they're eating in the healthy foods like grapes. You know, and so it's not just a simple, you know, get rid of the sugar and the sweets from your diet. You know, carbs are in a lot of things. And so it's a little bit more holistic than just get rid of desserts. And that's why I think having a nutritionist involved is just really vital to getting good control.
Yeah, so that's a great point. So work with your physician, and if you have a dietitian, to really work on your diet. That is so important. Now let's talk about medication or treatments. What do you prescribe, or what can be done with medication?
You know, the great thing about practicing now is we have this great plethora of medication options. You know, it used to be insulin and metformin, and that is just not true anymore. We have metformin. That's a good starter drug. A lot of people are familiar with that medication. But then going on from there, we have medications that hit the disease from all sorts of angles. What I tell patients a lot is that a lot of patients make plenty of insulin. Their pancreas is putting out insulin in droves, but their body doesn't handle the insulin well. And so there are medications we have, and some of the big names people hear are Januvia or Actos or Trulicity, Victoza. Those are all brand names of medications that can, in more complicated ways than I'm explaining, obviously, but they can help the body handle the insulin and help them handle the diabetes better without going straight to insulin. And I think that's important to note because a lot of people think, oh, gosh, I have diabetes. I'm going to have to go on insulin. Well, that's not always necessarily true. And so there are a lot of tools that we have at our fingertips.
So that is good news. So with proper lifestyle changes and medication, is type 2 diabetes something you can, I don't want to say cure or put in remission or manage so you can have a healthy, a long life at that point? So basically my question is this manageable then?
Yes, it's absolutely manageable. Absolutely manageable. It is not, you know, it's not a death sentence. And it shouldn't be viewed as a failure either to have this diagnosis. I don't think some people do feel it as a personal failure. It's not a failure. But we can manage it, and we can give people the ability to prevent all the negative things that come from uncontrolled blood sugars.
Well, again, that is really good news. But what happens if you don't follow the lifestyle guidelines, you don't take your medication, and it gets worse or the person ignores it? What happens then?
Some of the first things we see is kidney damage. We can see protein loss in the urine. We see kidneys start to fail, and you see vasculature, so the vessels around the heart and in the legs, those are increased risk of having plaque buildup and injury to those. That puts you at higher risk of heart attacks and strokes. And, you know, it becomes a vicious cycle for people because as our kidneys fail, that puts us at risk of higher heart attacks. As our diabetes gets worse, our kidneys get worse, and then our risk factors for coronary artery disease get worse. So, you know, they're all so interconnected, and it affects the whole thing. And so you have these major problems, like people are on dialysis because of their diabetes. They have recurrent heart attacks because of their diabetes. They may even lose limbs, legs, toes. And those are major, major quality of life issues.
Absolutely. And so, I'm wondering why somebody would not, you know, do the dietary changes, the lifestyle changes, or take their medication, because it is manageable. And that's so important to just do what's there in front of you and not let it get to that point. So, Dr. Johnson, could you tell us why should someone choose Tylenz for their type 2 diabetes needs?
You know, we have at Tylenz a great team of people. We have dietitians, we have primary care physicians, and who are comfortable and well-trained in handling this disease process and the diseases that go along with it. And I think they've had really good success. Here at our office, we are super comfortable taking care of diabetics at any course of their disease, any part of their disease, whether it's at the very beginning or 15 years down the road, it doesn't matter. I think people are going to be really satisfied with the more holistic approach that I practice, particularly in, you know, not just seeing me, but seeing me and the nutritionists and our nursing staff is all educated. And I think it's a really good place to have diabetic care.
Dr. Johnson, that's great information, and thank you again for your time today. For more information about Tidelands Health physicians, services, and facilities, visit TidelandsHealth.org. That's TidelandsHealth.org. This is Better Health Radio. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.